Good morning. How about I recuperated? Am I recuperate? Kind of. We're gonna see a wild comment by the Netziv, but you gotta wait for it. I don't know, the past couple days with Purim, etc., going on, if you followed the parsha of People Spoke in the Mornings, but as you know, Sefer Vayikra deals with korbanot. And we had all kinds of korbanot. We're going to switch gears in today's Aliyah in Shlishi. But until now, the korbanot, you had korban chatat, korban olah, various obligations. And those are kodesh kodeshim, parts of the kohanim eat, or olah is totally burned up. But then we switch gears in Shlishi to the shlamim. V'zot tor zevach ha-shlamim, asher yakriv la-shem. Now, korban shlamim is eaten by the people who bring it. The greatest paradigm for that is Korban Pesach, which we all eat. It's a type of Korban Shlamim. It's a unique one, but it's a Korban Shlamim nonetheless. The most common one, I guess, is the Korban Todah. But the Torah continues to explain the Todah is a Shlamim. You bring the Korban, you bring, let's say, a sheep, a goat, or whatever. Not for now, but the reason my kids are vegetarians, I can talk about our experience with little lambs. But okay. Imal todah yakrivenu v'ikriv al zevach ha-todah, chalot matzot lulot v'shemen, okay, matzot meshuchim v'shemen, you guys are going to bake matzahs in a few minutes, right, or in an hour, whatever. But the korban todah is a type of shlamim. You get to eat it. A todah is brought for various reasons, exciting reasons, like something happened and you were saved. So Rashi gives a list of them. You were saved for this, you bring a korban todah. That time you bring a korban todah. And it comes a lot of bread. Some of that bread is chametz. So most of that bread is matzah, which you guys are going to bake. It's not a chametz stick. And then after the Torah goes on to explain those. And the end of the Aliyah, you probably know, especially those in Chutz Aretz, I don't know if they always say it here, but in Chutz Aretz, there's a piyut, a poem, that's said on Chagim, and it has a refrain based on this verse at the end of the Shlishi. Zota Torah lo lala mincha lechatat la sham v'lemulim lezevach ha-shlamim. You probably know it from that piyut. So now we're coming to the conclusion of this whole list of korbanot. Hashem tivah Hashem and Moshe b'har Sinai b'yom tzavato v'neyisro la'akriv et korbanehem la'ashem b'midbar Sinai. And this is the conclusion kind of the set of korbanot, ending with the shlamim. Here's when it says something wild. So the beginning of Shlishi is Zot Torat Zevach HaShlamim Asher Akriv HaShem. The shlamim you bring to God. And Sim says that seems to be superfluous. Who else you bring the korban to? You bring a korban to someone else. That's an avodah zarah. Of course you bring a korban to HaShem. So why does it say LaShem and Ein Beit Midrash B'li Chidush? You never sit and learn. You don't learn something new. I was very excited. I was reading this last night, and it's still last night. I never paid attention to this before. But this is what the Netziv says. In Eretz Yisrael, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, after the Midbar experience, so you're allowed to eat meat. How do you eat meat? You shchita, you say a bracha on shchita. If it depends on what it is, if it's a wild animal, if it's a coat of blood, whatever. There's certain mitzvot. But that's like a neutral thing. It's not a mitzvah to bring a cow or a sheep. It's just if you want to have a hamburger. So there's a certain process you have to go through before you get to the final product of the burger, and one of that is shchita. Okay, that's basar tava. I want to eat meat. Therefore, it's permissible. That's how you do it. In the Midbar, that wasn't true. In the Midbar, you couldn't just go to the kosher McDonald's. It didn't exist. Believe it or not. So in the Midbar, if you wanted to eat meat, it had to be a korban shlamim. That's what the Netziv says. And the following, if you brought a shlamim because you wanted to eat meat, then you would not bring the following psukim. Why does the pasuk say, if you bring a shlamim, lashem, if you bring a shlamim, lashem, then you offer the bread. Then you bring the korban todat stuff. The rest of the continuation of the following psukim. But if you're only bringing a shlamim because you want to eat the meat, you don't bring all these things. There's a really deep idea here. It struck me last night. And in the phraseology of the Netziv fits well with this. You can bring a korban not Lashem. You bring a korban in the midbar. It's only true in the midbar. It doesn't apply after the midbar experience. But you could bring a korban. That's the closest thing to any god. But in a certain sense, you can bring it because you want to eat meat, not because it was for Hashem. And if you're bringing it because you just want to eat the meat, then you can't do all this other stuff. There's something about it which is lacking. I am officially a korban's a worship of God, but you're not worshiping God. You just want to eat meat. So you don't bring all the korban todah bread, etc., which is symbolic of worshiping God. In tefillah, you can kind of approach Kadosh Baruch Hu two ways. And I've been doing a deep dive in certain areas of Hasidut. This was a split. There was a major split in the second generation of Chabad on this notion. Can you pray the wrong way? So the second Baruch Rebbe said, there he gives a whole list. He has a famous ma'amar, a whole list of people who pray. The first level he feels was the wrong way. They're praying not for God, but they're praying for some other reason to make themselves happy. There was a split. Some said, that's okay. That's the lishma. That's all right. In the midbar, you could offer a korban because you want to eat meat. Or is the ideal that no, it's always focused towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu solely. And that's a certain failure. So it's a really interesting question. Can you do mitzvot? Can you bring korbanot? Can you do them for the wrong reason? And that's a problem. You know, there's some people who always, they like to use the word ROI, right? You know, what's my return on investment? It's a common thing. It's an issue you see when you look around at synagogues throughout the world. Is that some people feel, oh my gosh, people only come to shul if they feel there's a return on investment. I'm going to go to shul because it makes me happy. I'm going to offer korban because I want to eat meat. That's one model, and maybe that will lead to something good. Shlishma balishma. You're for the wrong reason. Maybe we'll bring you to lishma. Maybe. And some say, no, no, no. When you offer a korban, if you want to be a korban todah, if you really want to relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be the right way. Do it the right way. Don't look for the return on investment. This tension, right? This tension's in the korban itself, says the Netziv. Can you offer a korban, but not really for God, but for yourself? You're offering it. There's a method. You have to bring this, do all the things you have to do for the korban, but maybe it's not really for the right reason, but that's okay. Or no. In the midbar, the Netziv seems to imply that was okay. After midbar experience, if you want to have your own, like, you know, things that make you happy, you want to go run a marathon, you want to go run a bike race, don't say it's for God, say it's for yourself. And that's okay, right? That's the meat when you go to McDonald's. But don't say that's race to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you want something for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do it pristinely. It's an interesting tension, and it's not really resolved. So that within Chabad, it's split. Chabad Chasidut. Can you pray in certain ways that maybe one might say it's not so pristinely clear that it's all for Kadosh Baruch Hu? You see this in prayers today. When people go to shuls, they're like, oh, like, you know, there's a shul in my neighborhood. Everyone's excited about it. They sing a lot. I'm so excited because they sing a lot. Are you praying to God? Are you praying to yourself? That's a real deep question. Or am I praying to myself in a certain sense? I'm participating in it. It is for God. It's that korban that I'm offering. But really, I just want the excitement of the event. That's a real deep, deep question. Is that a value or not a value? I'm not going to make a value judgment. But it's something to think about. Whatever we do. Whenever we're doing anything, why am I doing it? Am I doing it for me and saying it's for some higher purpose? Or am I really doing some higher purpose? If it's a higher purpose, we might have to spend some time thinking about what does that mean? And are there limits to when I can do something for not a higher purpose and maybe, you know, say that it is when it's not really? It's something to think about. When you're baking matzahs today, one of the things they're going to tell you is you have to say over and over again, L'shem mitzvat matzah. You have to make these matzot lishma for their namesake, for the mitzvah of matzah, right? If you bake matzah, it's not lishma, It's a question. It's a question on whether or not you can be Yotze or not. Exactly. That's a whole shir. I want to give the whole shir now. Right? But they're going to talk to you when you go to make matzahs that for these matzot, certainly have the kavana, their lishma, they're for the state of the for worshiping and kodesh baruch hu, not just because it's fun to make matzah. Have a good day.